Hey, this is Breathe, Go, Flow podcast. This is Tracy Warfield, your head cheerleader. And this is episode 182. Y'all, we are celebrating 3 years here at the podcast. It's crazy to me that it's been 3 years. It snuck up on me, right? Happy birthday, Breathe, Go, Flow. I'm just so excited that I started this podcast. I'm so excited that I kept going with this podcast. I'm so excited that this community has continued to grow and just really give back to me and to each other in sharing the podcast. So many things, but I wanted to come on and, of course, hello, salute not only myself for starting a podcast, but the whole idea around this, which is how do we build community around authentic, unapologetic unicorn folks who are living their lives abundant, healthy, and happy as we move through and traverse through all of the things that life throws at us. How do we keep breathing? Because we know that stuff changes. How do we keep showing up? And I've done that through much of course, my story. Lots of storytelling as y'all have been running around the world with me to different countries and different places and different situations. As you have allowed me to share my past, my ups, my downs, my wall slides, my victories, and really, I know I'm hearing from you and I thank you. It's resonating with you. But I want to share three things. I want to share three things that I have learned, and I've learned so much. Truly. And I've done a lot of things. I've made a lot of offerings to you as I have shown up as an entrepreneur, as a business person, as just being, Gemini type A yogini Tracy Warfield. But this has been one of the most vulnerable things I've ever done, which is to just show up when I was at probably one of my, if not the most vulnerable states in my life, and share my business, y'all. Not just share my business, but really continue to try through that to keep you lifted and for you to understand that, hey, it's life. And we're all going to go through it. If we don't, it's no fun. I know. You're like, what? I don't know. I could kind of leave some of that stuff. But really, if we didn't go through these things, we would not grow. We would not be better. I would not be sitting here in, the Yucatan and Merida after having been to, a couple different continents and countries and met new friends and people I consider now family, and I've been able to explore so many things in my career if I had not been through some of the things that I've been through. Same for you. But we're going to get in. And before we do, because we need to do some happy birthday breath, right? Because for some reason, no doubt, you haven't been breathing today, right? Or you've been holding your breath. And I want you to breathe fully into this birthday episode, right? Because we know that when we get full breaths, or let's just go the opposite. I teach, right, that when we are holding our breath, when we're not getting full breath, we show up and show out in the worst of ways, or we don't show up, right? That's when we close ourselves down, we're breathing all shallow, we're all scared, we're all in doubt, we're all in frustration, we're all in stress, all those things that don't serve and are not supporting your biggest dreams and your bright light. So we're going to take a moment, as we do in every episode, to just get a full breath, right? Give yourself this gift, this birthday gift, to slow down and get a good breath. Make sure you're not driving. If you're driving, put us on pause. Sometimes when we, again, are holding our breath, I say this in every episode, when we're holding our breath and we actually start to breathe, again, I mentioned this in my second book, y'all, there's another book coming, but more on that later. I mentioned in the book that when I first really started to do, yoga breath and started to study and practice pranayama, I would have these like anxiety attacks because I had never really focused on breathing deeply into my full body, and it just brings up a lot. It can bring up a lot. So I want to make sure you're safe and you're in a good place where you can just enjoy it. Or whatever it is that needs to come up, it comes up, and then you enjoy it, all right? So wherever you are, just settle in for a second. You can be standing, you can be sitting, you can maybe have a hand to your belly, a hand to your heart, whatever works for you. And then just take a deep inhale through your nose. Open your mouth, let it go with a woosa. Happy birthday, Breathe, Go, Flow podcast. Listen, I want you also, before I dive in, I want you also to, this is a great opportunity if you're just popping into the podcast, welcome. Make sure you subscribe to listen to all of the other, right? There's 180 plus, because there's some bonus episodes in there that you can listen to and kind of hear the story from whence it came, because really it's been my story for the past while. And so, you know, I'm saying 3 years, but this podcast has been going on for a bit longer than that. But in terms of really focusing on it, that's kind of where we are. But let me tell you what I've learned. I want to dive into this, because anything that we put out into the world, right? Anything that we've gone through is a lesson. The universe has these lessons for us. And if we're paying attention, then we don't have to have them again, by the way, especially if they're not fun lessons, or even if they're glorious lessons we gain, we don't have to have that lesson again. We have an even better one, right? The next time, on joy and love and abundance and health and all of that, right? And then going back again, if we learned the lesson on, you know, being trifling and nonsense and all of that mindset stuff that keeps us locked into spaces that are not for us or in a zone of comfort. If we learn the lessons, then we don't have to go back there. We can actually go forward. Woosa, woosa. So I got three lessons, right, from so far from this podcast. And it's been a journey. It really has. I mean, I think that for those of you who are podcasters, who are listening to this or have thought about podcasting, no, those who are podcasters, if you thought about podcasting, you haven't done it, the first lesson is for you. But for those of you who are podcasters, who have dipped your toe in it, you know, it's a journey, and it takes a lot of chutzpah, right, to show up and to not be perfect. Or maybe y'all are. I'm not. This podcast is not perfect at all. Still has a lot of room for growth, so I cannot wait. All right, so the first lesson I learned that I already knew, because I'm pretty much a jump starter anyway. I mean, I've had workshops that I've named Jumpstart, all these things, but really it is to just start, right? Back when I started the podcast years ago, I was in just, I don't want to use a bad word. So I'm just going, I was just in the worst. Think about whatever the bad word is. I was in the worst possible situation to, you know, one would think, to be starting anything, to be telling anybody how to do anything. That's what we think. That's what we think. We think because we are going through it that we cannot help other people. And sometimes we can't, because we just can't, right? We don't have it in us to help other people, because we're just trying to get up and breathe, right? But I knew even I was going through one of the, if not the toughest time so far in my life, right? A crash to rock bottom in every sense of the word. Every sense of the word, right? I was there, and I had a story to tell. And thankfully for my friend, and now, you know, I consider my sister, a new friend that I had met at the time, right, who just took me in literally and fed me literally and allowed me to grieve literally and allowed me to feel safe literally, all those things. She said to me, you have a word, you need to spread it, right? This is a testimony. You need to, this is what you do, girl. Right? You need to do it. And I didn't know, you know, what to do, but I started, right? So one of the lessons from this podcast, which you'll hear all throughout, right, this podcast, is can you just start? Can you just jumpstart? Can you just Google it? right? Can you just use the first thing that comes up? You can always, right? Here's the part 1A to it. You can always change it as long as you're breathing. Stuff changes. You can always get better, right? You can always decide to stop doing it, but just start. The reason why we don't start is because we're afraid of what it will look like. It's not perfect. We're not perfect. So for me, the lesson I learned at that time was, well, pretty much the world knows I'm not perfect. I had a humiliating, I think pretty public, at least to my friendship circle and anybody I knew. And I'm pretty open. So a lot of people knew what was going on, at least to some extent in my life. And I had to, you know, just put it out there and be all like that and imperfect and messy at the messiest, I mean, the messiest time in my life, right? So you have to come from this mindset of I'm going to just start. And it may be fumbling, bumbling. It may, who knows? It could be a mad success. There are many, 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 many people who have had that, right? But you have to start. You have to start. So write that down somewhere today. Just jumpstart. Start it, right? What I did was I Googled how to start a podcast, right? That, literally, like how to start a podcast. I know some of you have done that. And then I picked one, right? And I literally started like that day recording podcasts. Yeah. Now only one went up that day and I did that one on the fly. I didn't really research a whole bunch of other podcasts at the time. I wasn't listening to a lot of podcasts and I just wanted my own voice. I wanted to hear what that sounded like and how that came out. Y'all, the world is waiting for you, your unique, authentic, unapologetic, imperfect, right? True voice, right? They are not looking truly. I know you think that they're not looking for a carbon copy. Right? They're not. I know you think that. I know that's what we see. Everybody has the same hair. Everybody has the same photo shoot. Everybody is in the same, you know, has the same filter. Everybody else is saying the same things. Everybody else is, no, the world is not necessarily looking for that. They're looking for you to be a starter of you, a starter of you. Now, here's the second thing. Here's the lesson. Here's the second lesson that I learned, because it's all good to start. And let me tell you, y'all helped me, right? By, I don't know, listening. I went from zero listeners to 20,000 listeners, right? To, it was amazing. I couldn't believe it. I could not believe it, or listens, I should say, right? I couldn't believe that 20,000 people had attempted to listen to an episode. Right? That was just mind-blowing for me, right? But that's not the second lesson. The second lesson was when it got hard, right? Because at first, we're always consistent, right? It's like when you get that new gym membership or start a yoga practice or start deciding to eat healthier or whatnot, right? You're like, I'm going twice a week at this time. And that was my schedule. I was like, I'm going to record, three times a week, right? And just get them out there. At first, I was going to do every day. And I was like, oh, that's cool. That's dope. And that's what people are doing, a daily podcast. But I was barely living at that time. And I didn't have that in me, right? And that didn't feel authentic. It just felt pushed and hurried. And at the time, I could barely do what I was doing. And so I had three podcasts a week. But then, right, as things in my journey, right, became even more complicated and difficult, because, you know, sometimes when we hit rock bottom, it's not the rockiest bottom. I'm so sorry to tell y'all that, right? It can be, but for me, it wasn't. For me, it was like, oh, you thought you were done? No, you're not done. Even in the midst of some great things that were happening, there was, you know, wall slides that just kind of knocked me right back down. And it's great fodder for a storytelling podcast, an inspirational one for sure. And you all heard some of those in the earlier episodes. But here's where the second lesson comes into play. And not to sound cliche, but it's just so true, because there were times when I just stopped recording, right? Maybe a month would go by. In some cases, it was two. And I always tried to, you know, that's why I did seasons, so I could take a break and think about it, right? But there were those times where I'm like, I just don't have it. I don't have it in me, right, to do it. Some of my friends are actually really great writers. I'm a writer and I look up to them because they're like phenomenal. And I do what I do and I do it in my voice and it's enough. And they're dope. They're super dope. And, you know, they knew they were going to be writers. This is what they do. And one of my friends says, you know, it's not his quote, but, you know, writers write. Writers write. And podcasters podcast, right? But in order to do that, you have to, here's the lesson, y'all. I swear I'm getting to number two. You have to constantly remember your why. Like, why am I doing this, right? Why is this important to me? And the lesson I learned so clearly was my why is you. I want people to know who are experiencing life in the way that life lifes, right? That you are still worthy, that you are an authentic, unapologetic, amazing unicorn, that you can still live abundant, healthy, and happy, that you are enough, right? That life is funny if you allow it to be, that life is tragic, and that also is still glorious in a lot of ways if you allow it to be. I was here for you. I am here for you. Maybe it didn't start off that way. Maybe it was like, it's some cathartic way to like just kind of vomit. Sorry, y'all, but just kind of let go of all these stories that I want to tell, but I'm not ready to write them down. Because for me, writing them down is an even more powerful thing. It's like, ooh, that was a lot, right? Ooh, wee, right? So that was a lot. So I want you to think about that, right? If you are wanting to begin something, start something, jumpstart it, you're going to need that for when you want to quit. It, you know, I'm not the first person to say this. I'm not on a high mountain and I am not the inspiration guru, but it is the thing that has kept me going in some of the toughest moments of my life when I'm doing some of the greatest things that I will ever do. Right, is remembering why I'm doing it, right? That why comes into play when there's no money for me, when there's no home, when there is no job, when no one's cheering you, hello, when the people you thought would cheer you could care less, right? Or can't get with you on this thing or anything or the new direction you're going in, right? You're gonna need to remember that why. It's gonna need to be on your lips, right? Whenever you wake up and when you go to bed, this is why I'm here. So don't forget that, right? Whew, I get a little misty. Okay, number three, and this is it, right? You are inspiring somebody, right? This podcast reminded me, it's different from my why, which is of course to inspire you, but the realization, like when y'all talk back, when you submit reviews, I get a lot of DMs about the podcast. Thank you for that. I love that. Keep doing that. I get a lot of responses to my email newsletter list, and I'll put the link in the show notes if y'all want to join me. You can just go to TracyWarfield.com. Y'all, spell my name right, please. TracyE Warfield.com. And you can sign up for my newsletter there and get some good inspiration, as well as all the deals and fun things that I offer to you with anything that I'm offering or partnering to offer. So definitely go there. But I love hearing from you. I love when people write me letters or send me a text and they tell me how it impacted you know, something I said made them laugh or impacted them recently. Julianne sent me a note and said, I listened to your podcast on my way to work. That used to be my quiet time. No radio, no nothing. And now it's me and you. And I couldn't be more inspired. That just, whew, right? You will never know who you could inspire if you don't start, if you don't keep going and remember your why. You won't be blowing out 3 years of, you know, of published podcasts, right? On the birthday cake, or you won't be, you know, on that stage somewhere. You won't be mother, father, parent to those kids. You won't be those things unless you just start. You won't be healthy, well, shiny, glowy, right? Unless you just start and remember your why so you can keep going so that you inspire, right? You know, that spouse or partner or friend or colleague or a stranger that you don't even know who's watching you in the best of ways, because that could be creepy, right? In the best of ways as you start to evolve and show up differently in the world and show up all, you know, fabulous, you won't know unless you start. So I'm just celebrating. I'm proud of me. Right? Snoop Dogg said, and Niecy Nash said, I am proud of me, right? I wanna thank me, right? For showing up for you in this podcast to give you what I got. It ain't perfect. It never will be. I'm not interested in perfect. I'm not, right? I lived a messy, wonderful life. And at the end of this thing, there won't be a tombstone, but y'all will say that she showed up. She started, she had a purpose in this life, and she inspired a lot of people. Got that right. Yeah? Listen, I want to just encourage you to keep listening. I've got so many things that are still within me to serve you with. I've got a series coming up that I'm so excited about. Right now, we are in February of 2024. Starting on February 24th, I actually just launched, and our first workshop is going to be on February 24th, my Being Well series. This is all about me curating, right, bringing together some of the most inspired folks that I have met in the wellness industry, some folks who are up and coming, some folks who are doing amazing things to not only serve you, but to inspire you to live abundant, healthy, well, in ways that are really fun and creative and just so, so very smart. And I'm putting that together for you. I've learned that's who I am. I'm the curator of all the good things, fun and abundant, healthy, happy, authentic, unapologetic unicorn. So join us for the first workshop. By the way, These workshop series are free. Hello, free. Yes. So you can find out more. I'm going to put the link. You do need to register. The first workshop is The Joy of Juicing with the amazing Raw Authentics, Raw Authentics Plus, Ashley Talfer. She's out of Tennessee. And these are virtual, so you can register and come on with us. She's going to be talking all about juicing, which I'm excited about because it hasn't really been, you know, at the top of my list. It's something that I enjoy, but not something that I've done, and I really want to learn more. Oh, by the way, these series of workshops, I'm doing series of threes, and most often it's things that I want to know more about, I'm curious about, right? So come and join us, right? And you can, like I said, find more information. Join my newsletter list at tracywarfield.com as well. I'll put, again, that direct link in the show notes. Listen, I love you. I'm just so grateful for y'all. You need to be grateful for your life, yeah? Wherever you're starting from, be grateful for that moment. It will pass. Right? Whatever it is, it's going to pass. And so show up in the moment, be the best you can, and serve all that you can. All right? And then also remember to love on yourself today. I love you. I love you. If no one said that today to you, it's a really powerful thing. I've come to learn that. So take it from me. Yeah. And then say a mantra or two to yourself, right? I'm a good affirmations queen for mantras as well. But I want you to think about this. I am, I can, I will, I will. They're powerful, right? Keep breathing. Stuff changes.